AlcaVision.com.
Welcome to this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. This affects all of us, folks. I don't care where you're living, whether you're in Florida, Connecticut, California, or someplace in between. The debt ceiling D-Day is August 2nd. What do you say? Do you stand with those who say draw the line in the sand and let's just stay here and see what happens? You know that there's a lot of nervous people in Washington, and the Tea Party really holds a lot of power in this. They really, really do. It just goes to show you there was no so-called Tea Party 3 years ago, was there? But thanks to the administration, this is how it was created, trying to ram down health care down everyone's throat, that led to the genesis, ultimately, of the Tea Party. That's what happened. People got upset. They went to meetings to find out what was going to happen to their health care, and they got bogus answers from people like Arlen Specter, who played for two different teams in Congress, and Senator Specter, who couldn't answer the questions when he was asked about, will my health care quadruple? What's going to happen? What am I covered for? There were people that were very pointed in what they wanted to know. And health care led to the Tea Party. And now the Tea Party is holding the people who they helped get elected, holding them accountable for what they said they stood for. One of the main issues is the deficit, has been the deficit for the people who were elected to do something about it, about the spending. So this is it. I mean, this is the main thrust of the Tea Party. So you think they're going to give in and walk away from this? There's no way. It has ultimately led to the unraveling of the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, who's beside himself in trying to figure out what to do. In fact, to the point where he's had to delay a vote because he can't get enough votes for his plan that he says is far from perfect. The Republican plan to cut the deficit is absolutely stumbling. Absolutely stumbling. As will Harry Reid's plan in the Senate. Because you have the Republicans who are saying one thing, you have the Democrats who are saying another thing, and then you have the Tea Party in between saying, forget it. These cuts aren't deep enough. And that's what the Tea Party movement is saying, that they're not deep enough. Cut more. Why are we not cutting more? Because there is a difference between what's being said and what the reality is. And people are getting wise to it in America. Bravo to you across this great land, because you are like the slumbering giant. You've come back to life. You realize what's happening. Couldn't get 217 votes to pass the bill in the House. Whew. And Boehner didn't want this thing to go down. He didn't want to be beat up, knowing there wasn't enough, so they went away. We'll see what happens. And just so we're clear, so you understand, Boehner's plan, in a nutshell, would take out about $900 billion in cuts, would slice about $900 billion in cuts with a short-term debt ceiling increase, right? And then they'd have to come up with more spending cuts to raise the debt ceiling again in the next couple of months. So it's just a Band-Aid. It's just another Band-Aid. And that's the danger. So there's a wild, wild, wild game of chicken being played in Foggy Bottom. I want you to hear what a few had to say, including Nancy Pelosi, who used to be the Speaker of the House. She had some thoughts about the Republicans, basically said throw them all under the bus. And then Eric Cantor from the Republican side had a much different philosophy from that of Mrs. Pelosi. Take a listen.
My belief is that the Republicans came to the table not to reduce the deficit, but to go way beyond that and to dismantle decades of progress made in a bipartisan way for America's great middle class.
One is to suffer the economic consequences of default, which I hope, which all of us hope, he doesn't choose. Two is to bring up the bill that we sent prior, the one that he claims to be opposed to, or to accept the compromise bill that we are sending over today so we can resolve this crisis and get on about the business of this country.
All right, so that's the choices for the president that Cantor is talking about, what's going to happen there. Remember, there was a lot of tension between Cantor and the president when they had those meetings day after day after day at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. So a lot has happened from in between those walls to walking from the White House back to the Capitol, and nothing ended up being accomplished in the daily briefings, meetings, if you want to call them meetings, that they had, because there wasn't bipartisan cooperation by any stretch of the imagination in the end. And what we'll see on August 2nd, who knows? I'm more worried or concerned, what's the fallout going to be? And there's a way to avoid this, and they know it. There certainly is a way to avoid this. But they won't do it. They won't take the axe. They won't break the glass and take the axe out and say, okay, we really went over the top here now because we were irresponsible. We're going to have to really slice. We got to figure out what we're going to do to get back into normal ranges. Forget about surplus. It's what they need, but forget about it. They can't even get into the black. Can't even get into the black. Can you imagine if we ran our households that way? Ooh, there's a lot of bills I would love not to pay. You wouldn't believe my electric bill. I live in a very hot place, and I'm not ridiculous with the electricity. I turn the lights off and do everything I can. My electric bill would make you cry. What if I just decided, well, you know what? I can't pay this bill. It's not convenient. I think something's wrong with this bill. I'm not going to pay it. I've got other priorities. I'm just going to have to wait. Please don't turn my electricity off. I mean, all of us have different scenarios. I guarantee every single one of you could tell me a story about something where you're kind of moving money around trying to figure out what you have to pay more. I have to pay more on my student loan. I have to pay more on whatever. You're working within some kind of a budget because nobody's going to feel sorry for you. If you don't pay, you're going to pay in a different way. So is the Tea Party right? Should all of the nonsense in Washington come to a screeching halt because of the irresponsibility? The sad thing is all the people in the suits and the skirts, they're not going to pay. The people in Washington aren't going to pay because they get plenty of money. They got plenty of money stacked away. They only pay if the money completely goes down to nothing. But they've got plenty of money. Pelosi is one of the wealthiest women in California. She's not worried about her personal fortunes. So a lot different than if you're living hand to mouth. If you want to weigh in, please do. Let me give you my digits, 800-259-5791. I'll meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 29th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $16.1780. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.5832, $8.2916 for a half ounce, or $4.1458 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.5832, $8.2916, and $4.1458.
The Constitution and Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore and travel with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support for the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I've teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter-ounce pure gold coin. For only $480 plus shipping and handling, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry first, unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Rest of this hour, we're going to check the mail. We got movies coming up, and that's a good way to forget about everything that's going on. Go to the movies. And also, we have We Can Count. Before we do all that stuff, let's go to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
I would like to offer dittos to Izzy, to Tomas, to Gus, and to Don. And that's all the dittos I'm giving there. I agree with Tomas about the three strikes. And as far as this debt thing, I've been calling all day telling them not to raise the debt, to let it go, just let it die. And let Obama figure out where he wants to spend the money after we take care of the Social Security, the debt, which we know we can, and the Social Security is covered. We've got $2 trillion in the Social Security Trust Fund and IOUs that the government issued to us. We're going to turn them back in for dollars if we need to, and we'll take care of that. And we can also take care of our military. Now, then he's going to have to do some discretionary cutting. Let's see. 431 employees in his White House, 45 czars in his White House. The EPA with 17,000 employees. We could get rid of a whole lot of fat. The Energy Department has never produced one drop of energy. The Commerce Department, which is worthless as tits on a boar, and I think we can come up with quite a few other little downsizings to get this government back to where we can live within our means. And as far as giving Obama another $2.25 trillion, which would be easier? Us bite the bullet and take care of business now on $14 trillion, $4.6 trillion that he ran up personally, or raise it to $17.5 trillion, $18.5 trillion, and then we try to take care of it. No, we bite the bullet now. No more of this. And as far as Mr. Sharpton, If he'd like to pay his $2 million back income taxes, maybe we could apply that to the deficit. Okay? Tell Motor Mouth unsharpened the coolest jets. We don't need him. Fat Albert can kiss my you-know-what. Okay? Now, would you like your joke?
I would like my joke. You were very calm tonight. It was well said. Bravo. I mean,
thank you. Well, I'm learning from listening to a very talented person such as yourself.
Yeah, you know, you made some good sense. You're absolutely right about, here's the thing, I love how you put that. When you think of $17 trillion, wow. It's already ridiculous and we can't even wrap our arms around what $14 trillion is, but think 14, of 17.
$14.5 trillion.
That's crazy.
Well, let's just say $14 trillion. $14 trillion is the number 1-4 and 12 zeros behind it. That money came out of our pocket.
Oh!
And we cannot afford this any longer. We have to balance our budget and live within our means. The federal government now is going to have to do the same damn thing.
Yeah.
Don't give Obama another damn dime. He blew the money to create this crisis in the first place. Let him sit and spin. And if he wants to try the 14th Amendment, fine. We'll launch impeachment proceedings against him, and we'll take care of him in that way. Okay, now for your joke. This little boy, he came into his kitchen where his mother just did the floor, and he had this mongrel-looking dog, and he says, Mom, he followed me home. Can I keep him? She said, absolutely not. You've already got six dogs. You get that damn dog out of here, take him down the street, and give him away. So he went down the street, and he put a sign on, free dog to good home. Nobody came by and said a thing. A salesman stopped and said, hey, you want to get rid of that dog? He says, that's how you do it. Go home, make a sign, bring it back. One of a kind, wop-lopper, $10,000, one of a kind, and somebody will come by and get him. So a little while later, the guy come back, and the dog was gone. So he knew where the kid lived, and he ran him down. He says, did you really sell that dog for $10,000? He said, no, but I traded him for two $5,000 cats.
That's brilliant. I love that. Oh, I've got to use that. That's good. Thanks, Dan. Have a great weekend. I wasn't expecting that. I wasn't sure it was coming, but I wasn't expecting the cats, two $5,000 cats. That's clever. I could tell that to my nephew, and he could use that, I think. All right, I promised that we would check the mail because a lot of you have thoughts on what's happening with the deficit and what's going on with the debt ceiling. Is it going to be lifted? Are we going to default? What does it mean? All of that. And also about this soldier who went AWOL and almost took out some people at Fort Hood. It was just a couple of, who knows, clicks away, let's say, from getting on the base and doing what happened back in 2009. I don't know what would have happened, but it could have been disastrous. So now this 21-year-old is in custody, this Private Abdu. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
The mail is here!
Woo! Yes, it is, and that's the question I received from Brett, who says, Kate, this is the first time I've sent you an email, but I will tell you I have enjoyed your show for quite some time. I wasn't too hooked in the beginning, but the more I listened to you, the more I liked your conversational tones and the fact that you actually let people speak on your show. So I have tasted the fare in the talk radio land. Most talk radio hosts are rude and egomaniacal, and you are neither, my dear. My question is, the Muslim soldier and what happened or almost happened at Fort Hood. I would have to say give credit where credit is due to the gun shop people who called the police. That was good thinking on their part. Of course, they had a trial lap since it happened before back in 2009, but at least they were alerted. Let's hope this doesn't happen again. It's scary to think that it almost happened twice. Who knows if somebody else ends up getting on that base? What do you think they should do? You know, it's interesting and very, very scary. Interesting in the sense of what's happened on the bases. And I'm trying to think of some of the bases that I covered when I was in TV news. One of them was Vandenberg Air Force Base. And I thought that place was locked up like a drum. You saw lots of people walking around there that looked like they could crack your head open on the floor in a second. And, of course, they had Titan missiles and things that they were launching there, and this was in California. I think it's very scary that you're talking about our military, our largest base, first of all, that happened the first time around, and now that it was so close to happening again, and this is just a kid who, similar to Hassan, although much younger, decides, he's an American, decides that all of a sudden he's a conscientious objector. He doesn't want to go to Iraq. He doesn't want to go to Afghanistan. He leaves his base in Fort Campbell, Kentucky, gone since the 4th of July weekend, ends up in Killeen, Texas, getting all kinds of materials to shoot people at the base, to set off a bomb, to do a combination of both, and now he's going away for a very long time, probably forever, what they charge him with. So what ended up happening, I guess, with this conscientious objector status deal, because he said his religious beliefs wouldn't allow him to serve in any war, a military review board recommended that he be separated from the Army, but the discharge was delayed after he was charged with possessing child pornography. So there was an Article 32 military hearing last month that recommended Abdu for a court-martial. That's part of what this is about. He said he thought he was charged with a crime because he was trying to leave the Army. He was saying that he was framed and it had nothing to do with that. So, wow. This blows my mind that this could happen again. I think that they need to be armed on the basis. I think that they have to have serious protection. They have to have guards. They have to have guards. They have to have people there in the front of the base, at the gates, and they have to have alert eyes. They just do, because how can you risk all the people who are willing to make the sacrifices they're willing to sacrifice and do that? Wow. Crazy. Here's another one, quick one from Roger, who says, thumbs up to the quick-thinking man at the gun store for doing what he did. I wish we had more people in America like that who were alerted to things that just didn't seem right, but they're afraid to make the call for some reason. I say no harm, no foul, don't you? Yeah, in this case, no harm, no foul. They did the right thing by calling the police, and it turned out that they probably stopped some terrible thing from happening at Fort Hood. Stay with us. We Can Count coming up next.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special, or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Here's a big number for you, but I think we can understand this number better than we can the $14.5 trillion that we have to pay back. We don't have to pay this one back, although in the long run, it might bite us in the back. Earth is now home to 7 billion people. They said that's the official number later this year, and it's affecting a lot of regions with limited resources. I bet it is when you think of that amount of people. Can you believe it? The population reach, they say the population, the projections call for the population to reach 10.1 billion in 2100. Oh, that's a scary number, isn't it? Even thinking 2100 is a scary number. How about 2050? The projections there, 2.3 billion more people are going to be added. So, and who knows what it, 1 billion people. If you go back in the history books, this is interesting stuff to me, and you look at where the population was, it was, the growth was, although a lot of people were having children, the growth was most, a lot slower, it was mostly slow. And, you know, throughout history, and in the past half century, the population grew from 3 billion to about 7 billion. I have some thoughts on that, but I'll save it for another show. It would take too long to go through the reasons why. There's some obvious ones, though, that I think some of you might be able to figure out. 7 billion. Oh, that is a crazy number. Crazy. All right, let's move to something else. This is a very sad story. It took a woman 3 years to find a lawyer to take her case, but it looks like she's got the lawyer she needs. Check this out. A woman in California is suing Petco after her dog had fatal injuries or suffered from fatal injuries from being placed in a cage dryer. The woman's name is Teresa Gillian. She dropped her dog Sadie off for the monthly grooming deal, right, at Petco. And when she came back, the dog didn't seem well. It happened almost immediately. The dog experienced heat stroke, then internal bleeding, then burns after being in the cage dryer at Petco. So she had to be euthanized at the vet's office because of her extreme injuries. Isn't that awful? I didn't even know. What do they, if it's a little dog, they throw the dog into a dryer? And then that seems pretty risky to me. Why wouldn't they use like a, they have these dog places where you can go almost like car washes, and they have dryers like the hoses, almost like you run across a car. And that kind of makes sense to me, because then the dog is just standing there on a table or whatever, but putting the dog in a dryer seems rather risky to me anyway. And good for her. Bravo. Go after them. Get as much money as you can if you have the proof. And that's the key thing. That's probably why she had trouble getting a lawyer, because that's a hard one to prove. Yes, it happened. You could show the vet situation, you know, what the dog died of, but you've got to be able to connect the dots to that company, and that becomes much more difficult. All right, if you have any money in the stock market, if you retired and, you know, the pension was reliant on the stock market, yada, yada, et cetera, U.S. stocks have dropped for the fifth straight day, or session, as they call it, investors call it. The Dow dropped 62 points, and the S&P fell 4 points. And a lot of that has to do with some news like Cisco having problems and getting rid of 10,000 people because they're changing their philosophy in the company. They lost money the last quarter. And then AT&T also was a drag on that particular index. And Microsoft, I guess, had the biggest gains, but it wasn't enough to pull the Dow around. And by the way, the NASDAQ just kind of held on to gains. It went up 1 point, pretty much. 1 point, that's it. So the speculation is that the numbers are going to keep dropping if the U.S. defaults. And if you have 401k, what do you do? I'm not a financial analyst, but I had to school myself in it. So I got the religion of what to do to the best of my ability through people I knew and working, doing a show where we just did business and did companies and learned about the inner workings of some of the companies. The reason for me telling you that is what I would do is if you feel shaky about it and you control it, just move it into cash. That's it. I don't care if you have 10 grand, $5,000, $1,200, who cares, whatever it is. If you're worried about it, the best thing to do is roll it into cash because it sits there. It's not gaining anything, but guess what? It's not losing anything. And you can do that. All you have to do is call them up and tell them that's what you want to do. That's the answer to that particular question. Because we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what the fallout's going to be. And frankly, I've said this, all politics aside and ranting and being sick of the ineffectiveness and everything else, in just talking to people and trying to be objective, okay, just tell me what's going to happen here, that's fine. What's going to happen to this interest rate? What's going to happen to these credit cards? What's going to happen to whatever? And nobody can tell you for sure. Nobody can tell you for sure because they don't know. They don't, frankly, know what's going to happen. And I think in the end, well, I don't think, I know. I believe that you could pay that off anyway. You could pay off the interest. Why can't you pay off the interest? Pay off the interest and go from there. And I think this idea of, okay, let's just put a Band-Aid over it and see what happens in the next couple of months. We'll get back to it again. That's ridiculous. That doesn't work because nothing will change. There's not going to be anything that's going to change between now, beginning of August, and November. Then it's going to be, oh, we're getting ready to take our break. End of the year, we're going through this. And then, of course, 2012, and we're running for president, and it's a crazy year. Everybody's trying to run. We're just trying to keep the status quo. That just will not work. Just deal with it. There has to be a solution in this. And the solution is, if the idea is, okay, let's just throw the dice and see what happens, then throw the dice and let's see what happens. How about that? Here's a shocker for you. We talked about Casey Anthony a lot, and this goes right to the heart of We Can Count. Remember, we had Chris O'Donnell on every week for probably about a month, talking about what the latest things were in the courtroom. And one of the discussions we had was about the money. How much was this costing the Florida taxpayers? Well, the state attorney's office now is saying, you know, we want Casey Anthony to cover the costs. About $140,000 for her prosecution. And they put together some documents. As everybody knows, she was found not guilty earlier this month of murdering her 2-year-old daughter in a very, very high-profile trial, to say the least. That the eyes of the world were watching in Orlando, Florida. That's where it happened, right? So she was in jail for 3 years. Nobody seems to know where she is at this point, other than they're negotiating for some huge contract that maybe one of the networks is going to pay to have her on as a guest. But she was convicted of 4 counts of giving false information to police officers. She served time, and you know the rest of the story because of other factors, so she got out. The prosecutors filed almost 300 pages of documents detailing a wide range of things, of expenses related to the, you know, to her trial, airfares, hotel for witnesses, all that stuff. And they put it in. They want her to pay for the prosecution. And it doesn't even cover all of the things related to the case, but I guess that's what they figured they could possibly get. Earlier in the week, the Florida Department of Law Enforcement and the Metropolitan Bureau of Investigation, they say their work came to about $82,000. So there's some bills that they're going to try to make her pay. And I don't know if they can do that. I don't know if she'll have to pay it or not, but I think it's a stroke of brilliance that they're doing that. If she's convicted of lying and it sent them on wild goose chases, it certainly, you could probably go after her for that. How much you would break it down to versus the whole prosecution and hotel rooms for witnesses and all that stuff. I don't know. I don't think you could get that, but I think you could get the other. So I'd be curious what, you know, how much that is ultimately. All right. And here is quickly our last We Can Count. And believe it or not, it has nothing to do with politics or people who get out of jail for crimes we think they committed, but somehow there just wasn't enough evidence to go for the death penalty. We move instead to something completely different from the entertainment world. I hardly ever talk about entertainment on this show, because except for when we do movies or music or something like that, but not so much about the Hollywood gossipy, what's going on with the stars, because, you know, really, do we care? But I thought this was interesting. Somehow they pulled this together and counted, but the Friends, remember the Friends series? You know that cast had, they say, 85 different partners, sex partners, over a 10-run season. So in other words, you know, you're watching and they have a new girlfriend, a new boyfriend. 85! That's way more than the average person, don't you think? Coming up, we're doing movies.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. with always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Are you fed up with the Democrats and Republicans? Then listen up. Join American Third Position, a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. American Third Position advocates maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality. For more information, call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me, a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, P.me. It's time to take America back.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
Good way to escape and let off some steam or cool down for free because you don't have to have your air condition running on overtime. A lot of places are still pretty hot across the nation, and this is the way you get some relief. You can always tell when it's uber hot because the parking lots are full, the matinees, all that stuff, they're full. It's also still kids are out of school, but it's a mixture of movies, adult movies and kid movies. Top of the box office right now, we talked about this last week, Captain America, the first Avenger, and it's raked in like $65 million. The Harry Potter final edition, The Deathly Hallows Part 2, took in $48.1 million, but of course it's breaking box office records. That's just 1 week. It's interesting to see what people are going to see at the movies. A big one's coming out this week, one that I'm kind of interested in, and I think it's because it mixes a few different things, and it's ultimately the big time escape. There's nothing about reality so much in this. Even the title of the movie is called Cowboys and Aliens. Take a listen.
have been reported all across the city. There's still no explanation of what we saw last night over Central Park. All we know is that it's real and it's happening.
That's right, you pasty giant.
The Smurfs.
Don't let little me interrupt.
Oh. Whoa, is there a draft in here?
Nothing like a cool breeze through my enchanted forest.
I think I just smurfed in my mouth.
This summer, our turn.
We're the Smurf, are we?
No. Guess Smurf.
Yeah, but you're milking it. Don't milk it.
The Smurfs in 3D.
Ooh, let's smurf this joint.
Oh, no.
Clearly that distance is too great.
Off you go. No.
Oh, goodbye, Blue World.
All right, who's Smurf?
All right, so that wasn't Cowboys and Aliens, but that's another movie that we were going to look at anyway, called The Smurfs. You could tell listening to some of the conversation there. This is a movie that the Smurfs have been around, I think, forever. Since I was a kid, I believe there were Smurfs. And now this is kind of like a little comeback movie, I guess, thinking kids, people grew up with the Smurfs and kids still relate to the Smurfs. So, yeah, we can kind of meld them with real life and see how that works out, kind of like Elf, if you saw the movie Elf. And this is Neil Patrick Harris, who plays the lead role in this, and he's surprised when they pop out and start running around kind of loose in his apartment and mess up his relationships and whatnot because he's trying to hide their appearance. Because how would you explain that after all? There are some famous voices in it. Katy Perry's voice, you'd recognize that. Also, Jonathan Winters plays Papa Smurf. Alan Cummings is in it, too. George Lopez, Paul Rubens, remember, Pee-wee Herman. So we move from that to the movie that I'm a little bit more interested in, From the Smurfs to Cowboys and Aliens.
I woke up in the desert like I've been dropped out of the sky. You got a name?
I don't know.
I'm gonna need you to come with us. Wouldn't do that if I was you.
Yeah, that's Lonergan, boss.
I want that man. You give him to me now.
I need to know where you came from.
So do I.
You don't remember anything. Be for long. We just have to work together.
Come on!
Who is she?
She's the only one who knows who I am.
You know who you are. You just have to remember. They'll come back with more, and there will be no survivors. That's what they did to my people.
I've seen good men do bad things. Bad men do good things. You go get our people back.
They're here.
Should we step in? Looks like he's doing fine.
God damn.
All right, you can tell pretty much you get a good...
Jake Lonergan, I'm going to need you to come with us.
You get a good preview of, I think, Cowboys and Aliens there. You can hear Harrison Ford, obviously, pretty heavily featured in this. And, I don't know, it looks to be a good movie to me. You're just melding fantasy with past history. And can you imagine Cowboys taking on the aliens? That's it in a nutshell. We move from that movie to the final movie that we're looking at, and it's called, of course, your obligatory chick flick, Crazy Stupid Love.
Say? I'll just say it. I slept with someone.
If you keep talking, I'm going to get out of the car.
I think the fact that I did it just shows how broken we are.
Okay.
How much we really... Oh, my God!
You're getting a divorce?
Yeah.
Amy heard you crying in the bathroom. We all thought it was cancer.
Oh.
Thank God, Dan.
Yeah, that's my relationship.
Hi, can I buy you a drink?
Uh-huh.
Let's get out of here. Want to get out of here?
Yeah.
What are you doing later?
I don't know.
I do. There's lots of beautiful women in this bar, but I can't take my eyes off of you.
It's time to go home.
Well, that's forward of you, but okay.
Yeah.
Should I pull the car around? Have you been drinking? I'll drive.
Hey, ladies man guy. Any tips of the trade?
Your wife cheated on you because you lost sight of who you are as a man. Just take that straw out of your mouth. It looks like you're sucking on it.
Okay.
You're sitting there with a supercut haircut, and you're wearing a 44 and you should be wearing a 42 regular. Credit card. Where are your wallets? Did you sleep in them?
Jeez, God!
Yeah, probably.
You would?
You gotta take control of your manhood, pal.
Can you put on some clothes, please?
Oh, I'm sorry, is this bothering you? Beautiful.
Looking at me. What do you
want to
do with me?
I want to show you off to my ex-wife, make her really jealous.
Oh, man!
I met a girl, and she is a game changer.
She's your soulmate, right? Go get her back.
Wow, how old are you? I'm in love with her, and I don't know what to do about it.
I don't know when you and I stopped being us. You know, when I told you that I had to work late, I really went to see the new Twilight movie by myself.
And it was so bad.
Take off your shirt.
Why?
Please take off your shirt. Seriously? It's like you're photoshopped.
All right, so if you take your significant other to